Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is a special edition of Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Ag Bioscience was at Rally, the giant cross-sector innovation conference in Indianapolis that welcomed more than 3,000 attendees from around the globe and awarded up to $5 million. In venture capital. The winner of the Food and Ag Track at Rally joins us now. Welcome plant-based dog food innovator, Dr. Maza Vazan. Maza, congratulations. Welcome to Indiana and welcome to Rally.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
I am so glad you're here. Welcome to Indiana. Welcome to Rally. You have some amazing innovation. You're leading in the pet food space. But before we get into the innovation you're leading today, we have to learn more about you. An amazing background in plant-based protein products. Share more about your journey.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, first of all. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank
and
you for being
I'm
here.
So fascinated with all these really hospitable people, amazing, friendly people of Indiana. My journey started was that I actually, my background is in chemistry and nanoscience, and after that I've joined Impossible Food, and that's where I got inspired to work on a plant-based diet. And I didn't know anything about dogs, and actually I was even scared of dogs. And I decided to adopt my first dog.
Oh, wow.
His name is Paco. And that's how my journey started. So the love and the courage came from Paco. And as a scientist, I did the research to find the best food option for him, that now he's the love of my life. Okay. And my loved son. He's more than a pet for me. And so I did this research, and I've seen a huge gap in pet food. So actually today in my presentation, I covered some of that, that the pet food started from generation one, which was kibble or dry food, which
right.
you call them just feed the dog, and they are made with a very low quality ingredient. And then second generation, which was fresh animal based, which again has so many negative impact, including environmental concern and animal welfare concern. And we decided to, at the beginning, I decided to just like look for the different option. And then we found that Paco Foods. And we invented the green meat, which is the very first plant-based meat optimized for dogs. So it's like Impossible Food meat, but this is for dogs, specifically designed in different ways, nutrition, taste, and texture to be something that dogs would love it. And that's where we are.
I love it, Maza.
You've been
doing this now for 2 years.
Yes.
Based out of San Francisco.
Exactly.
Help us understand your unique approach. So plant-based protein for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What's the product look like? How does the product perform? What makes it different?
So we are the only and first fresh plant-based dog food. So, you know, like there's a huge opportunity, huge market for when it comes to pet food. And we have about 70 million dogs in US.
Wow.
And 10% of them are already on a vegan or vegetarian diet. It's very surprising to know that, but they are already on a vegan or vegetarian diet for different reasons. And one main reason is allergy. So the top three allergen for dogs are actually animal-related product.
Oh,
chicken,
wow.
beef, and dairy are the top three allergen for dogs. And we have many customers that are looking for like animal-free option, and there were none in the market. And then now they are like sending us amazing email, and they're saying appreciating this
yes.
product, and saying that this is a game changer for them. This is like a godsender. And that makes me to even believe in this mission more.
So as you look at the ingredients, you look at the texture, you look at the content of what is in Paco dog food,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the ingredients that you're blending together to create this balanced diet for canines?
Yeah, so great question. So we are using all natural ingredients and no GMO. And it's basically all made from natural sources. We are using like all high quality plant and yeast protein and vegetable oil and natural food coloring and like those like natural flavor additives to make this product to be very similar to like a meat-like product, like basically more like the beef crumble. And our product is actually kind of like cooked, so the customers, they don't need to do anything. It's just like ready to be served. And we are using our magical green meat, and we actually make different recipes out of that. So our product that the customer buy are 80% are like green meat, and then the rest are different flavors that are again like natural fruits and vegetables. And that's like basically what makes us to be very unique, because it, everything is coming from natural sources, and we are supplementing that with like dog vitamin, like something that has all the vitamin and all the minerals, so that the customer, they don't even need to supplement their dog diet with anything else.
You talk about green meat and this, yes, this specialty that's in Paco. Can you unpack green meat a little bit for us? Tell us what's inside of it.
Yeah, so that's the IP of our company. And so we trademark green meat and also file the patent for that. It's something that we describe as the very first plant-based meat. And it's all formulated from plant sources, and it has the taste and basically the texture of the meat product.
It is a fascinating product. We're going to dig more into what that product is and lessons you've learned along the way. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years, and together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at indianafarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Dr. Maza Vazan, CEO of Paco Foods. Maza, we were just talking about green meat, this plant-based meat that you're bringing to the dog food market. You have a background in alternative proteins. This is not your first rodeo. You've seen markets evolve. You've seen what plant-based protein has done in the human market. Now you're seeing what it's doing in the canine market and the dog food market. What have you learned? What did you learn in that plant-based human market that you're applying into the pet food market?
So one general comment that I have is just like, people are getting more educated. Like, you know, the way that these days people look at the plant-based, vegan, and vegetarian type of diet is definitely different from 10 years ago. I remember the very first year I joined Impossible Food, when you were talking to somebody about like plant-based meat, people were like, what is that? But these days, when you go to store, go to restaurant, their menu, you will see many plant-based options. It's because people, they know about all of those benefit of a plant-based diet. They know like how switching to this type of diet will help the environment crisis that we are facing, helping animal welfare, and also they are choosing a healthier option. So it's a win-win for everyone. Why not considering that? And as we are getting more educated to adopt this type of diet for a human, also those dog owner that they see their dog as a family member,
right.
They want them to be part of their family. They also want to kind of like go to the next step and also try to kind of like have the same diet for their dog, which is like their beloved kid, actually. And these days there are lots of research that has been done and shows that dogs and cats on a plant-based diet, they thrive on these kind of like diets, and it makes them to kind of like think about it even more and more. And I totally can see that the plant-based market is getting bigger and bigger. It's already $27 billion market globally, and
wow.
It's growing like very, very fast.
So Maza, as you've looked at this industry, you've been in Pawco now for 2 years. Give us an idea where the company is in terms of size and scale, and where can folks find Pawco?
So we are a subscription business model, and so we are direct to customer. A customer can just directly go to our website, which is mypawco.com, and find us.
Okay.
And we have an amazing team that respond to the customer right away. They are amazing. And I think that's also another thing that differentiates us from other brand is that everybody will see all our customer. They see that how supporting our customer service is, and like how much we care about our customer and all the animals out there. So I think if they just go to our website, they can easily contact us or like place an order, and we will basically ship the product directly to their door. And we would be more than happy to answer any question. They can email us at info@mypawco.com or help@mypawco.com. And we have an amazing team. We are still like in a startup scale, and we are based in San Francisco.
For now.
Yes. And actually, as we speak, we are like also kind of like talking to...
I know a place.
Yes.
Maza, I know a
amazing.
Place. I can introduce you to some folks.
Amazing. Yeah. I think like you're amazing team that we would definitely would love to work with you and bring Pawco to Midwest. So we are thinking about scaling up and bring Pawco to Midwest. And that's what we actually started talking about.
Excellent.
People.
Excellent. I have two more questions for you, then we'll wrap it up.
For sure.
So you have scaled human food companies. You're scaling a dog food company. Mm-hmm. Likely, you've raised capital along this journey. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of entrepreneurs listening, a lot of entrepreneurs who are actively in that process. There are a lot of entrepreneurs who are looking at saying, hey, I have an idea as well. What advice would you give to those that are attending the Rally Innovation Conference here in Indianapolis? What advice can you share with entrepreneurs in this process today?
So first of all, I would say believe in yourself, believe in your ideas. I think it's great to talk to people, advisors, VCs, and everyone. I think it would be the first and most important part is to always believe in yourself and work hard to make that idea into real world, makes that to be a real product. I think that's what we did, and everything has started for me as an one idea, and I can't believe how fast we are going. After 1 year, we launched our first product, and after 2 years now, we have four products available in the market, and we are now working on our future product, which are going to be available in the market very soon. So just work hard, find those people as part of your team that
yes.
you think that they are trustworthy, they are also, they believe in your mission, and just team up and get that idea into your real world.
I love it. Hard work and hustle, two key ingredients. Last question for you, Maza.
Sure.
What's next for Pawco? You say there's maybe some new products on the horizon.
Yes. So I'm sure that like these paw dog, Paco Food is going to lead the market, lead the pet food, the dog food market. And I can't wait to actually have many more products available in the market for those people who has a different criteria, like one person maybe prefer shelf stable and like different, they're looking for a different price range. So we are working on all of those, and I can't wait to have all of those available in the market for all those lovely dogs out there.
We look forward to hearing about it. We look forward to staying in touch.
Thank
she is Dr.
You.
Maza Vazan, CEO of Paco Foods. Maza, thanks so much for spending
thank
time
you.
With
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being here in Indiana.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you all amazing people of Indiana for being so friendly and so hospitable.
I love it, and thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, don't forget you can subscribe and listen to any of our past episodes. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier. Saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.